It is Veterans Day 2019. We're burning daylight, but with all the snow, you'd be hard-pressed to tell. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Three big things you need to know this Veterans Day. Number three, by now, you've probably seen that Old Man Winter is here, not in a pleasant way. And the farther south you go toward Indiana and Ohio, the more snow there's going to be. Be very careful on the death chute along I-94. You know the one. West of I-69, headed toward Indiana, you know. Number two, AOC says we must address climate change, of course, to save the world, but even bigger is the concern over white supremacy in America. I mean, do these imbeciles really believe the Klan's making a comeback of some sort? Come on. And number one, Joe Biden back out front. Michael Bloomberg will enter the race no better than sixth place, and Elizabeth Warren says if you want to have health care for all, it includes illegal aliens, even if they're criminals, and they should stay here, she says. Can't make this one up. We'll get to all of that. But first, Veterans Day 2019. In the first hour, we heard from veteran Dick Phelan. He's 92 years old, from Lansing, Michigan, a survivor of the USS Indianapolis, the ship that delivered Little Boy, the bomb, to Tinian at the end of July 1945. And then the ship was sunk. Let's pick up the story with the race to Tinian with Dick Phelan on the Steve Gruber Show.
But on the run over, setting a record for speed between the mainland and Tinian, 9 days, I think you said.
That's right. Between the United States and Tinian, 9 days.
But you didn't know what you were carrying or what the hurry was.
No.
Did the captain?
Well, I heard both ways. You know what I'm saying? I heard, but really, I think it's true. He really didn't know what it was. A lot of people, that even I understand the pilots of the Nova Gay really didn't comprehend what they were doing.
Captain Paul Tibbetts.
Yeah. Tibbetts came to one of the reunions way back in the 70s. He didn't give a talk. Everybody asked about was a bomb on the ship would be dangerous. No. When they put that, all the mechanism, and put the bomb, he told me about how they did that. Anyhow, he says, we're halfway between Tinian and Japan. That's when he threw the switch, put the wires together. That was, the bomb was usable. Up to that point, no. If they crashed, it would be no danger.
Right. They went live halfway over.
That's right. And Tinian, Tibbetts said at our reunion, he said, he felt awful funny when they put them switches and put them wires together, what he was actually doing, killing all those people. A lot of people don't realize that.
I interviewed Paul Tibbetts 19 years ago.
Okay. I talked to him.
Yeah. I spoke to him 19 years ago.
Yeah,
he said he wouldn't change a thing. He did what he had to do.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong, but he felt funny by doing it. Is that right?
He did.
That's right. Oh, I remember his speech. Yes, I remember very, very well.
Decent guy from Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah. I know him. Yeah.
So your mission is top secret.
Yeah.
You deliver your payload. Yeah. You learn what it is later. Now you're on your return trip.
No. Everybody, that's the wrong word to use. Return trip means coming back to the country. We were going away from the country to join the 7th Fleet for the invasion of Japan. We weren't coming home.
We were going to work.
We were going away from home.
So tell me about that, and tell me the sequence of events leading up to...
The sinking, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, on Sunday, we left Guam, and the captain asked for an escort, and MacArthur turned him down. He said, you need all the ships for invasion of Japan, which I found out years ago, or quite a few years ago, which is a lot of BS. That's why, one reason I don't like MacArthur and other reasons. And halfway between Guam and Leyte, Sunday night at 10 after 12, that's when they hit us. It was strictly by accident. He seen us. He was up. Charged his batteries, and the ship and the moon and the submarine got all lined up together in a see the silhouette. And if the ship or the submarine was different angles or locations, this would never happen. They'd never seen us. But they shot six torpedoes and two hit.
At midnight?
10 after 12.
Tell me about that.
Well, I had the 48 watch in the morning up on the Twin 20s up in the bow. A good friend of mine had the 12 to 4. what we do is sleep topside. That was the second night I did that because it's hot below that. We take a Navy blanket and sew it, make a little sleeping bag out of it, and take our clothes and use it for a pillow and sleep topside, which I was. I laid down about 10 to quarter to 12. I had coffee with Joe Dubach. He went up on watch. I laid down about 10 to 12, and the ship blew up at 10 after 12. So I was sleeping. But I can't tell you if I went 2 feet or 20 feet in the air. When I come down, I was 15, 20 feet from the cable goes outside the ship. I was hanging on that one of those cables. I was almost left the ship with no cable, with no jacket. But I was lucky that I landed on the ship.
The ship went down fast.
12 minutes. With 610 feet long, 12 minutes. A lot of people say, how do you know it was 12 minutes? There's quite a few questions we had to ask when we were in the hospital. One of the questions, in your opinion, how long did it take from the torpedoes hit till it went down? Now, I forgot what I put down. They come up with 12 minutes. That's how they come up with 12 minutes. Most accurate way of doing it, I think.
And tell me about that. The ship's gone now. In a course of 20 or 30 minutes, you've come off watch. You've laid down topside. Your buddy's taking watch up here.
Yeah.
Terrible explosion. You're almost thrown out of the ship.
Yeah.
Ship disappears in 12 minutes. Now it's gone. What's going on now?
Well, you had a case. Okay, I was sleeping up under the bow, and the bow went down first. A lot of people asked me, where was you on the ship when you jumped off? I didn't jump off. The ship went down by bow first, and I just swam away. I didn't jump that far. What I'm saying is, then we rode 8 to 10 foot swells till about Tuesday morning. That was real rough out there. And then and Tuesday morning, Wednesday, that's when the sharks moved in. And they took a fair amount of guys. I see men taken from sharks about 10, 15 feet away. And twice, I was not in a sleep mode, and I felt something poking me in my life jacket. Of course, the sharks were going by my legs. I could feel them bumping me around. But you're half unconscious or half out of your head. Anyhow, the shark's eyeballs and my eyeballs are about that far apart. Two of them looked me over and swam away. You know why they didn't take me? I was saturated with diesel fuel, and I found out later in life they do not smell. Sharks do not like the smell of diesel fuel. So diesel fuel saved my life.
Buddies, I mean, taken by sharks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a couple of them I knew, some I didn't know. Most of them I didn't know. Oh, yeah. Well, some of them died because they go out of their head, and if you take your life jacket off, what they did, and surface dive, which they did, it said they're going down below, they can get a drink of cold water. You do that, and your eyes bug out, foam cuts your mouth, and within an hour or two, you're totally insane. You're splashed around the water. That's it. You kill yourself.
Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.